Beginning with meditation practice. So again, welcome to folks who are arriving as we are beginning. And we'll settle into a comfortable seat for meditation. Comfortable seat here really means place of cultivation. So seat can mean lying down, seat can mean standing. Seat could mean you're listening to this in a parallel universe sometime in the future, sitting on a subway car somewhere. And that's the place of cultivation. So settling into the place of cultivation and bringing the posture of the body into a shape that supports that cultivation. If you're seated on a cushion or chair, there can be benefit in finding as upright a comfortable posture as you can. We could also flip those and say there's benefit in finding as comfortable an upright posture. So we're really balancing the qualities from the very beginning of our practice of the active and receptive, doing and non-doing, giving and receiving. Finding the body and its posture. We know we've arrived in the first layer or pausing place of the meditation, when there's naturally a settling of restlessness, anxiety, movement, adjusting, squirming. And we just land. If we take the principle of emptiness as a mindfulness guideline to be aware of what is not present and what is, we can weave it into even the most basic disciplines of meditation. As the in-breath comes in, I'm aware that this is the in-breath. And any other kind of breath, the out-breath, the held breath, is not here. As the breath goes out, I'm aware that this is the out-breath. And no other kind of breath is present here. We say this is the in-breath or this is the out-breath, as if we know what those are. But on this new in-breath, this in-breath is empty of all previous in-breaths, which are now just memory. So if I'm not caught in memory, if I'm really with just the sensations of the in-breath, this in-breath is quite empty of meaning, of being embedded in a story, all my in-breaths. The out-breath, when attended to with clear presence, is empty of all past out-breaths, all future out-breaths. each breath is the only breath that's happening right now. The basic discipline of gathering the attention, using the breath as an anchor, is to be with each breath as it arises and passes, changes, turns to the next breath. And to keep the thread of my intimacy with the breath. Just taut enough that I can feel the breath moving and I don't lose the thread. But sometimes my grip on the thread of the breath becomes weak through habit, tiredness, dullness. The mind wanders so easily and habitually into memory, fantasy, past and future, judgment and analysis. Who I am, who they are, all the stories, what I want, what I don't want. We can bring emptiness to the experience of the mind wandering. By just noticing that the story the mind wanders to doesn't refer to anything in the physical world directly. The fantasy of the future never actually happens exactly like that, usually not even close. My memory of the past is selective and biased. It's not exactly what happened. Often not even close. The narrative snapshots the mind so obsesses over are empty, empty of a clear referent, empty of any grounded basis in reality. Empty of implying that I own them, or they are true, or they define me. When the mind wanders, right away, you can see through the story, become disenchanted with the story. It's just not true. And come back to feeling the breath move in the body. Come back to something you're more sure is true. You can feel the movement of this in-breath. And the movement of this out-breath. This moment's unfolding, empty of everything that is not here right now. We can keep coming back to the simple, but sometimes difficult to stabilize sense. Just the body breathing itself. The whole body filling and emptying with breath. Waves of energy or wind moving through the whole body, like tides. If you want to invite the heart further toward the liberation of emptiness, when the mind is a bit stable, steady, noticing that along with every moment's experience, sensations, thoughts, feelings, perceptions, the awareness that knows them, that all of these have a direct experience and a name. There's the sensation and the name for it, aching, vibrating, or just the word sensation. There's the sight and there's the word sight, seeing. There's all the layers of memory and understanding and perception. So much interpreting, comparing, as the senses make sense of the world. Every part of this is empty. Empty of solidity, empty of permanence. All of our analyses of what's happening depend on language, depend on culture, depend on teachings, depend on others, learning, memory. What is the breath, other than all these references? It's empty. The path to feeling or understanding this in meditation is to not allow any fixed interpretation to take root. What the breath means, what the body means, who I am in relation to the breath. This is my body, my breath. I feel young, I feel old. I'm a tired person. I'm a passionate person. What happens when we gently let go of any formation that tries to take over, solidify, be assumed? We don't assume anything. If this is too abstract or vague, just come back to the breath. If this is pointing to something you can sense or touch even a little, soften the effort and relax the heart toward that place where it can be touched. The path to emptiness consists of letting go, layer after layer, meaning, assumption, ownership, so we'll invite the heart in the direction of emptiness to whatever extent it wants to explore there. Or we rest with the basic practice, stabilizing awareness with the breath in the whole body, or simply the sense of presence through the body in its posture, letting everything else relax. And sit deeper on the earth. Oh, we'll sit in silence together for a bit. As we come toward the end of period of meditation, if you haven't yet, you might come back just to the simple sense of the breath moving by itself through the whole body. Emptiness is so mysterious that it is portrayed as a goddess of wisdom, Prajna Paramita. The Bodhisattva of the perfection of wisdom. Whose mantra we sing at the end of the Heart Sutra. Mantra that praises emptiness as the path to the unconditioned. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhi, swaha. I'll sing this a couple times round to close our meditation. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhisattva, gate. Paragate, parasangate, bodhisattva. Letting it go.